sports, politics, life. Buck Roofing presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues.
Well, we trust everybody had a great Mother's Day weekend. We had a fabulous Mother's Day in the Keatsman family and hope that you celebrated in some small way or big way with your family as well. Wrote a nice piece on Saturday in the Patron Post for the patrons of KKHI about my mom that she just loved. And that was not the intention of writing the piece. It was Mother's Day weekend, and I just thought this is topical and let's do it. And I put some personal things in there and shared some things about mom, and I think she enjoyed it very much. We spent a little time going to church on Sunday, which she enjoyed. They did a very nice thing at Prince of Peace Catholic Church yesterday where they had all the moms stand up and they acknowledged them and had a special prayer for all the moms. It was very, very nice. We had a good weekend that way. We spent some time with Jessica and her mom and sister-in-law, who's a mom, and a lot of moms, lots of moms this weekend. We trust that you had a great weekend as well. I think Mother's Day is awesome. I think moms are really, really, really cool. So we hope you had a great weekend. So if you checked out over the weekend because it was Mother's Day weekend and you weren't following what was going on, there's nothing to see here. As Title 42 ended, we just have Afghan terrorists on the U.S. watch list coming across the border into the United States. We caught him, apprehend this dude. And I always like these stories because this dude tried to come in through San Diego or near San Diego. And we caught him and we've jailed him and he's an Afghan terrorist and he's on the watch list and he's not going to get out. It's not someone they're just going to release into the population. But I every time I hear one of these stories, I'm so thankful that our people at the border do such a nice job. And I think they do a very nice job with the ones that they catch, although there are certain things that you still have to release them on. If it's not been a violent crime, there are all kinds of reasons to catch somebody and know they're in the system. And of course, they've broken a federal law just by coming across the border. I think we're always talking about immigration reform. There are fine laws on the books. We just don't enforce them. Joe Biden's not enforcing any of them. And it's great that you catch an Afghan terrorist, but I always ask, how many are we missing? So I figure, you know, this would maybe be a George Carlin bit back in the day. This is maybe the dumbest Afghan terrorist. Okay, you come in when they're checking people apparently more, or there's more attention on the border. There's 1,500 military personnel that are helping organize some of this stuff, but that would, you would think, give 1,500 border agents more chance to check people and see who and what they are. So this is one of the dumbest Afghan terrorists getting caught. And if you're I think sometimes we think of some of these people as clever. Certainly the people who executed 9/11 were pretty clever at what they did. The despicable things that they did, they certainly had an idea of how they were going to execute, although it doesn't take really that much intelligence if you're willing to die, if you're going to kill yourself in an attempt to kill others. It doesn't take that much intelligence. But I think about terrorists that get caught coming across the border, and I know there are routes, there are places that are difficult to cross, but once you do, you're in and it's over. There's nobody there to catch you. It's mountainous areas. There's a lot of places. The border is really long. There's all kinds of places along the border that they simply can't catch you. And I'm amazed that if you are coming here to be a terrorist, and I think we would suspect that if you're on the terror watch list in the United States and you've come from Afghanistan and you're trying to get in, you're up to something no good. Whether it's some big giant ring and a massive deal or whether you just want to go try to harm one person or do something, it's hard to say. But you're not a very smart terrorist if you're getting caught coming into the country. I can't even imagine anything really easier than right now getting into the United States as a terrorist. There are so many different ways to do that. We're just not even trying to protect our border. It's a very sad weekend where Joe Biden said it's not as bad as is being reported, quote, this is much better than you all expected, unquote. And Biden and Mayorkas are saying the numbers are actually down. That now that Title 42 is over, that all this video you're seeing, these people pouring into the country, that's smaller numbers than when Title 42 was in place. I can't argue that with any numbers or facts that have been released. All I can say is, yeah, right. Doesn't make any sense to me. Joe Biden spent his weekend giving a graduation speech and riding his bicycle. He has no plans to visit the border. He says he needs help from Congress to get it right. You can't make this up. Joe Biden is saying he needs help from Congress to fix the border. And my answer is no, he doesn't. There are laws on the books. Enforce them. You have giant budgets, thousands and thousands of people, a full military. Enforce American law. But no, Joe Biden doesn't see this as a threat to security. An Afghan terrorist coming across the border, no big deal. It's nothing to see here, folks. Yeah, there have been some murders and nefarious things and a lot of rapes and kids are being used as slaves, but that's not our biggest problem. Joe Biden made it very clear over the weekend at commencement speech at, I believe it was Howard University, which is Kamala Harris's alma mater, right? He gave a white supremacy commencement speech where he said the most dangerous threat to America is white supremacy. It's the most dangerous terrorist threat to America is white supremacy. More than these Afghans coming in, more than anybody pouring across the border, more than any of these people that are actually killing people. I'm looking for the white supremacist murders that are taking place. I'm looking for the Nazis that are coming in from wherever around the world and pouring in and going to commit these crimes in America. I just can't believe that people fall for this stuff, but they do. I've had interactions with three different people in the last couple of weeks that are conservative that still bring up COVID. And, oh, it's COVID. Oh, and still bring it up. I'm like, it works. This stuff these crazy liberals do in the media, they plant this stuff in your head and they pound and pound and pound on it, and they will not let go of any of it. They hammer it so hard that it never goes away. And white supremacy or racism is one of those. He got a cheering ovation at the commencement speech, literally, that white supremacy is the most dangerous threat to America. This is on our soil, our president of the United States saying this at a commencement speech of college kids that are going out in the world believing that the most dangerous threat in America is white people. I mean, this is just unbelievable. We need more Byron Donalds. Byron Donalds, a congressman in Florida. He's been making the rounds. He was on after Trump's town hall last week and he stood up to everybody on the CNN panel. He has basically invited himself to The View, said the women on The View have no idea what they're talking about. Invite me on your show. I'm going to decimate you. They've yet to invite him to be on The View. He made the Sunday show rounds this weekend about border security. And they said, well, what do you think the answer is here? He said, there is no answer. The answer is a new administration. There is no answer with Joe Biden. A new administration, quote, you're going to have to deport them all, unquote. Byron Donalds is speaking the truth. We're going to have to change the administration and deport all these people. It's going to be a major pain in the ass. And I'm going to be completely behind any government funding. If the Republicans have Congress, Senate, in the White House, I'm going to be completely behind whatever it costs to deport every single one of them. I'm sorry. The days of crocodile tears of, oh, you're deporting them and separating families. They've made their choices. They've separated their own families. They're coming here. They're breaking the law. This is then on the Democrats. And anybody at that point, if we start deporting people that wants to say this is cruel, you blame it on the Democrats. They shouldn't be here. They all broke the law getting in. We did not enforce immigration law for 4 years. They got to go. And by the way, I would target and deport the people that came in during the Biden regime. Not people from 15 years ago, not whatever. It would be, if I were Trump and I became president, I would begin deporting the people that had come in the last 4 years. We're reversing everything Biden did here. It's over. And you know, the Biden administration, there's all kinds of stories out there privately that they knew they blew it. And they're regretful that the first thing they did in office was reverse Trump's immigration orders, which were basically orders at the border. Here's how we're handling this. Because, you know, they were hell-bent once he put his hand on the Bible that, okay, we won. We're going to reverse everything Trump did. And so he came in and that's where he started. And they regret it now. Privately. Biden has not said that publicly. There are all kinds of leaked stories, Washington Post, New York Times, other outlets with sources in the White House that are like, wow, did we blow it when we came in and reversed Trump's deal on immigration on day one. We should have taken a little softer approach to this of just tearing down everything that Trump did, but there was so much hatred and so much spite, this is where it's personal. At the very highest level, you have Democrats and Republicans personally so much hatred that they forget what's good for the country. Actually, it's not that they forget, they don't really care. And so that happened. And there are now people coming across the border going through the processes. One woman I saw on television this weekend showed her little document that she now has to hold for over 3 years. It's that she's in El Paso and she has to be in New Jersey for her hearing, her immigration hearing, on June 23rd, 2026. She has over 3 years to get to New Jersey. That's what they're doing. Beginning now, this week, beginning today, beginning Monday, they're starting to hand out court dates, immigration court dates for 2027 to appear. Now, why would you appear? Especially if the administration changes. Let's say Trump wins and he's in. You're not showing up for your court date. You're going to hide at that point. This is just not what real countries do. And they're not doing this in other places. And we're in bad, bad shape. And you know who else doesn't like it? When I say we need more Byron Donalds out of Florida, when he goes on these shows and says this is bad, we're going to need a new administration, you're going to have to deport all these people. You know who agrees with him? You know who agrees with Byron Donalds when he says that? An overwhelming majority of black men in America agree with that. This is a winning issue for Republicans across the board. Black men do not like seeing these people pouring in. They don't. They want any part of it. They just don't. And polling shows that. And Byron Donalds knows it. And Republicans need to know it. And we need to keep going strong on this issue. One way we are going strong is in support of former Marine Daniel Penny. You familiar with Daniel Penny? He's the man on the subway in New York that put the chokehold on Jordan Neely, a 42-time arrested mental... I would say mental patient, but it doesn't sound like they ever got him any mental health care. Mentally unstable man who had 42 times before been arrested for terrorizing people on the streets. Now, he didn't go shooting people, but he did crack an old woman over the head, 67-year-old woman, physically assaulted her, cracked her over the head, and knocked her out on a sidewalk, and was released. We have witnesses from the subway that are calling Penny and his... the two people that helped him, that held the legs down and the arms down while he kept him because he was just flailing. The guy was completely out of control. We don't have toxicology yet. We don't know what drugs this dude was on. We don't know what was going on inside this guy. We don't have that. We just know that he's been arrested 42 times. He was suffering from severe mental health problems and apparently had not gotten the right meds or help or whatever. I don't know. It doesn't matter. He was a threat to people on the subway. Nobody disputes that. The witnesses all say it. And former Marine Daniel Penny got him down to the ground and held him in the chokehold. Several hours later at the hospital, the man died. Again, we don't have toxicology. We know George Floyd was pumped full of drugs that may have killed him that day anyway. Because if you hadn't noticed, we have people dying every day of drug overdoses all over the place. And a lot of them are freaking out. I don't know what happened. I do know Daniel Penny looks like he could be a model after this is all over. The dude is cut, man. He's a good-looking man. He's got some funky hair and mustache going, but you can see it. He's got the high cheekbones, the whole deal. Anyway, he's clearly going to be famous here. I hope he's going to be let go because there was nothing nefarious. He actually was not engaging the man. The witnesses are now saying that Penny sat there quietly when the man was threatening and engaging him and ignored him. Was like, I'm not taking the bait, I'm not taking the bait. And then the guy swung or apparently kicked somebody and did something in another direction when Penny sprung into action and took him to the ground and was like, no, you're not going to do that here on this subway. You're not going to go around and start beating people up on this subway. And that's when it happened. And there are all kinds of people calling Penny a hero here. So Ron DeSantis has made a big deal of. We have the page out there. It's not GoFundMe. It's a different site that I guess conservatives use. And I'm sorry, I don't know the name of it, but over $2 million has been raised this week for the legal defense fund for Daniel Penny. I told my mom on Sunday, we were discussing this before church, we got donuts before church, which was a treat. I don't eat donuts very often. It was delicious. As we were having donuts, I said, "Mom, this is the one for me. Okay, I can see it with a cop. I understood what happened with George Floyd. I could see that. I think there was some bad in the cop. I think the punishment, the reaction all might have been a little too harsh, but I could see it. There's something in that guy. There's something wasn't right there. A dude minding his own business on a subway, we used to call these people heroes. No cops around. This guy's a threat to everyone, and you take him down and you subdue him until you can get him off there, which is what they did. And he died hours later. Look, this guy's a hero. There's just no other way to look at it. There's witnesses saying it. I told my mom, I said, "Mom, this is going to be in the same jurisdiction as a jury that took an hour to say Donald Trump is guilty. These were people that clearly said he did not rape this woman. But then they said, we hate Donald Trump, so we have to convict him of something. So let's convict him of a lower charge." That's how it works in New York. It's going to be the same kind of jury here. It's going to be stacked against Daniel Penny. But I believe when the facts come out on this one, he's going to be let go. That he's going to be found innocent, no matter how hard they try on the right. He's going to have good legal representation, clearly. And I said to my mom, I said, "This is the one. This is the one. If they convict this man and jail him for up to 15 years for this, America's done. We're a communist country. There's basically one party control that says anything that happens, basically, this will signal the entire country, if you are white, walk away. If you see anything, get the hell out of the way and just let it happen. Let people die. Let people get raped. Don't try to help anybody ever if you are white. Forget about it. You better not do it. Not if you're white. If you are white, run. Run away. Get away from it all. That's what this will tell the entire country. Don't even think about being a hero today. Don't think about being a little old lady's getting mugged over there. Don't even think about it. Don't do it. Not if you're white. We're going to jail your ass. Same thing with January 6th. We've seen it. It's just awful. And I don't know how we stop it. I don't know how it ends. I'm hoping the best for Daniel Penny. My guess is he's going to be exonerated here at some point. Could take a while. I think toxicology will probably do this case in. That'd be my guess. We find out this guy was flying high and on all kinds of wild stuff. It's not George Floyd. It's not a cop. It was completely unintentional and totally random. And the guy was doing a service to a crowded subway car. This one's different. My suspicion after that is this man's going to be famous and he might even make a bunch of money. Looks like he could be a model to me. He is something else. KKHI is so proud to have a relationship with Roberts Robinson, Chevrolet Buick GMC, and Excelsior Springs. And now is the time. A lot of people are still thinking the car market is like it was. Not the case. How about this? Chevy Silverado's brand new 1.9% APR and no payments for 90 days at Roberts Robinson. Blazers, which is what I drive, a Chevy Blazer, Equinox, Trailblazer SUVs, same thing, 1.9 APR, no payments for 90 days. Get 0.9% APR on GMC Sierra 1500s. Unbelievable. And 1.9 APR with no payments on GMC Terrain SUVs. That's for the first 90 days. Chevy Volt EV and EUV purchases are eligible for the clean vehicle tax credit of $7,500. Always consult your tax professional first to verify your eligibility. Over 100 cars in stock right now at Roberts Robinson. On average, they're paying $2,000 to $5,000 more for trade-ins from dealerships in the city. So if you're ready to trade in, make a deal. The home of the free lifetime powertrain warranty is Roberts Robinson, Chevrolet Buick GMC, Chevrolet, find new roads. North Kansas City Dental is online at nkcdental.com. 1 week from today, I'll be participating in the Team Smiles event at the National Golf Club in Parkville. North Kansas City Dental is the presenting sponsor because, of course, Dr. Bush is. They basically have done, well, Team Smiles nationwide has done millions of dollars worth of dental care for kids that can't afford dental care or don't have insurance. It's really a remarkable program, and this fundraiser's sensational. Dr. Bush teams up with Dustin Colquitt, former chief, and so many others. And they don't do this just at Arrowhead Stadium. He's traveled to Atlanta and places like that where they've done it outside the NFL stadiums there. They set up mobile dentistries. Kids come in, and they get wonderful dental services absolutely free. It's a great program, and it's just the kind of guy Dr. Bush is. Everybody thinks all the liberals in the world are all the people doing good things for others and that care. I've found it just the other way around. When I go to fundraisers around Kansas City, when I go see the people that are really rolling up their sleeves and raising money and doing great things around this town and making a giant difference, I see a lot of people that are just big-time American patriots and want to help their others, their fellow citizens. Really cool stuff. NKCDental.com is so instrumental in that happening. And, of course, my folks at MyPillow are asking you to use the promo code KKHI. If you're looking for a new pillow, MyPillow 2.0s are buy one, get one. The mattress topper is down from $365 to $219 is where the prices begin if you use the promo code KKHI. There is no promo code you'll see anywhere else that saves you any more money. These are max promo codes on everything that I mentioned, whether it's the body pillows, the premium pillows, pet blankets, dog beds. It's all there at MyPillow.com. Sheets, they're on huge sheet sale right now taking place at MyPillow.com. And, of course, MyStore.com. MyStore.com has all kinds of businesses, products, and services from conservative businesses. It's the same thing. Use the discount code KKHI and save big. You can do this. When you're on MyPillow.com, please use the promo code KKHI. Kansas City Star and I agree on something. Oh, boy. Stop the presses. Here we go. So the Kansas City Star has written an op-ed piece about a creek that runs through Iron Horse Golf Course. I haven't played Iron Horse probably in 5 years. It's a wonderful golf course. Need to go play it. There's a creek that runs through it called Negro Creek. Remember we had the announcer 9 days ago at Kauffman Stadium that botched saying the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum, and it sounded like the N-word? Glenn Kiper is the man. He's still suspended, but not fired. This is amazing. I'm not sure why. I guess it's because he was supposed to say Negro, and it didn't come out right. I don't know why we use the word Negro. I don't use it. Can you imagine calling somebody, oh, well, a guy knocked at my door. He was a Negro. I mean, what? Nobody's used that term in decades. It isn't used. It hasn't been used since, like, Lyndon Johnson in the 60s, right? They were going to help the Negroes, right, with all their social plans that they had. He and Moynihan and all the others. I don't know anybody that uses the word, but we don't get rid of it. I have no idea why Negro Creek in Johnson County is named Negro Creek. There are different stories about it, some positive, some negative. The point is it should be changed. I agree with the Star. That's a stupid name for the creek. How about Iron Horse Creek? Runs right through the golf course. Here's what we do. Let's not name the creek after a person. Stop asking the Stars, like, who should we name the airport after? Stop. You can't name things after people anymore. We find out eventually people, give it 50 years and those people will suck. And you're going to have to take the name away. Don't name anything after anyone anymore. You can't do it. You can't name things after people. We'll learn that they were something really bad 50 years ago when whatever they were was perfectly fine for those times, but the times have changed now, so that's a bad person. You can't do it. They can name this creek after the golf course, Iron Horse. They can name it Golf Creek. Dimple Creek. There's dimples on golf balls. Let's see. We hit Putter Creek. There's all kinds of things they can name it. You're safe naming anything after an animal. That's fine. You can name things after trees, mountain ranges. There's all kinds of things they can name this thing. They can get all kinds of creative if they want. But I'm with the Star. Drop Negro Creek. Now, here's my caveat that they're not on board with. If we're dropping Negro Creek, let's drop Negro Leagues Baseball Museum and rename it. They can name it whatever they want. African American Baseball Museum, Black American Baseball Museum, anything you want. I don't care what you call it. Let's get rid of all the words that start with N. If you can't say them, let's get rid of them. And can we all agree that it's not okay for black people to say it either? Because if black people can say that word, why can't white people? We're in a free speech society. If one color of skin person can use the word, everyone can use the word. It just needs to go away. And we need to create a situation where if a black person says the word, it is not good. And everybody looks at it like, wow, dude, it's time to get rid of that. That's not a funny slang that you use for comedy or music or whatever. It is basically banned from our society. And I'm not telling you can't say it because you can have free speech, but we need to get to a point where we look at someone, even if they're black, that uses that term and say, wow, dude, get with the times. That word is not cool. But I agree. I'm totally good with Negro Creek going away. It's pretty funny. There are those that believe Negro Creek in Johnson County is named as a tribute to a black American, and those that believe it's some sort of an insult to a black American. Nobody really knows the reason it's called that, but I agree it should go away. I also believe if it goes away, the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum needs to rename itself. It's too hard to say. The NLBM is too hard to say. Black America Baseball Museum. What'll be wrong with that? Why can't you include more than just the Negro Leagues? I mean, if you're really going to build this thing into something, you really want to build something special. Okay, let's branch out from just the Negro Leagues. You can still show, and the whole thing can be, you know, 80% Negro Leagues Baseball Museum inside if you want. And you can have signs that say this was the Negro Leagues. That was actually their name. That's okay. But to call this thing something, Black America Baseball Museum, Black Americans, Black Players Baseball Museum, I don't know. Let's just get rid of it. Let's get rid of Negro. Get rid of Negro Creek and Negro on the museum. Just the name. Keep and honor and remember it was called the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying take the name away from the league that was. That's not what I'm saying. Keep that inside. Let it be read and absorbed. But as this thing gets promoted by every team that comes to Kansas City on television, should we really be saying the word Negro to hundreds of millions of people every year that are watching? In Japan? In Latin America? Should we be just promoting that word all the time? I don't think we should. Just one man's thoughts. How about David Bakhtiari, the Green Bay Packers? Where is he on your list of favorite people right now? He's a lineman. He's friends with Aaron Rodgers. Rodgers is now the quarterback of the Jets. They've both been blasting on social media Dianne Feinstein, who came back to the Senate at age 200 or whatever her age is, in a wheelchair, discombobulated, not knowing where she is. Where are we going? Where are we going? She says. She's made over $200 million in stock trades as a senator from California. Bakhtiari has just slammed her for this on Twitter. And then Aaron Rodgers, of course, retweeted a GIF or something and was like, oh, yeah, you're waking up to this. They're both conservative. Aaron Rodgers is the guy you used to hate that you probably like now. He's conservative. And Bakhtiari this weekend on Sunday doubled down. He put a picture up of Joe Biden's cheat sheet that he carries into the press conference. He says, what is this? I understand preparing somebody for a press conference just like you prepare for a test, but this is ridiculous. And he showed the sheet, and it's the order of reporters that were going to ask which question. And it said what the topic would be. It was all prearranged. Bakhtiari tweeted, quote, it's just one big play, unquote, on the American people. Bakhtiari is exactly right. I love that people in sports on the right are starting to speak out. I know I say this maybe every 3 or 4 months on this podcast, but it's very important. It's very important to always remember. Always remember, even after he's dead and gone and whatever, decades down the road, this is a very important thing to remember. Donald Trump cleared the path for us to speak out. He did. Now, I'm not claiming I was one of the first. Those people that immediately were wearing MAGA hats and going to rallies and wearing all the stuff were the first. And they were by the millions. But we're getting to a place where conservatives are not as afraid to speak out. There's more and more and more. in celebrities, in sports, and whatever, and they're doing it, and they are smart. They know how to articulate their point. Aaron Rodgers on the vaccine was a rock star. I mean, he was a thorn in the left side on that thing. And guess what? Aaron Rodgers was right. Don't hear him blast him about it today, do you? Uh-uh. He's got it all on his side. And now he and Bakhtiari, who was his lineman in Green Bay, are slamming Dianne Feinstein and Joe Biden. I love it. I love it. We need more and more and more of that. We also need more and more of you to go to Advanced Medical Imaging and get your heart scanned. Oh, this is your wake-up call. If you're 40 or older, you should do this. See what's inside at Advanced Medical Imaging. They're online at medimageks.com. Now, of course, if you have a procedure or you go to your doctor and you're sick and they say you need to get an MRI or a CT scan or something, Advanced Medical Imaging will get you in right away. They can do this like today or tomorrow. So you don't have to wait 3 weeks in your hospital chain to get it done. If you have something wrong with you, you want to get to Advanced Medical Imaging right away. They'll accept your insurance. If you're healthy and you don't have an issue, you want to check your plaque score on your heart. It's under $100. It is out of pocket, but how good does it feel? I can tell you, I'm going to do it again later this summer. That'll be the 1 year for me. I'm going to go every year. Why wouldn't I? Why wouldn't you go every year and have your heart scanned? They see all of the organs in your torso. They send it over to your personal doctor, which in this case, my doctor's right there at Advanced Dr. Short is my doctor at Advanced Medical Imaging. And so they sent it right over there and say, well, we're looking at this. You're good. Your torso looks good. That's great. My plaque score was zero. I feel great. If you want, you can do it right along with your annual physical all in one place. Advanced Medical Imaging online at medimageks.com. Fry Orthodontics is the place to get the perfect smile. We spent Mother's Day with Jessica's family yesterday after I was at church with my mom, and one of my nieces there has Invisalign, and she hasn't had it that long, and they say she could be done in 90 days. She can be turning 12 in a couple of months, and she really likes it, and she's really happy. Her bottom teeth look great now. The top are coming in fine, and she said, I don't think it's going to be 90 days. They said it might be less than that until I'm done. You can't see these things. It's a wonderful treatment. She's getting it at Fry Orthodontics in Lee's Summit. That's where she goes. And she's very happy with the treatment she gets there, as are most teens or just preteens, as she is. Fry Orthodontics gives you a beautiful smile for life. We know that, but your smile is just a start. It's really the way they treat you and the experience that you have. 13 locations around our community. FryOrthodontics.com. And Advantage Termite and Pest Control. This is the first time in a year and a half. They're coming to my house. We made a call. We got those little, well, I mean, they regularly service our house, but it's like on the outside. And so we never see anything. And we haven't seen anything in a year and a half. We've seen nothing in this house. Unless we left a door open and a fly got in. Something like that. Those little bitty, you almost can't see them, little teeny tiny little red mites. When it rained on Thursday, we noticed a couple by the windowsill. Our dog, this Cabo, we got a couch down here in the man cave against the back wall of glass, which is his best way to get comfy and see out. We've put a blanket on the back. It has the giant cushion, and then it has the back of the sofa, which creates what? Like a hammock for him. We put a blanket there, and it creates this little hammock. And he lays there, and the sun comes in. He loves the sun hitting him, and he looks out the window because we have deer and turkey and fox and squirrels and rabbits and you name it, we have it in our backyard. They're all back there. And he likes looking out and seeing them. He doesn't do anything with them. He's not a hunting dog. He's just amused by them, I think, more than anything. And then when they're gone, he goes out and sniffs what they were and where they were. I'm getting off my story here, but when I went over to pet him, it's kind of fun to pet him when he's laying there. We look over and in the windowsill, there's a bunch of these little itty bitty, teeny tiny little red mites that I think get a little bigger, but not so much. They came in with the rain somehow. They're microscopically small. We have very few of them, but we're like, uh-oh, let's get them now. So we called Advantage, and they said, how about Monday? I said, this sounds great. Ours was not an emergency. We did not have some sort of emergency situation. So they're coming today to the house, and those little mighty mites will be gone, courtesy of Advantage Termite and Pest Control, online at AdvantageTPC.com. We're paying customers, folks, and we have been for 20-plus years, 23 years. With Advantage. I mean, we're just like you. We're paying customers, and these guys are absolutely the best. 913-768-8989 for Advantage, termite, and pest control. A pretty serious injury in baseball. Rockies pitcher Ryan Feltner was cracked in the skull by a line drive this weekend playing against Philadelphia. Nick Castellanos did it. Didn't mean to, obviously. Feltner has a cracked skull, a skull fracture, and a concussion. He is said to be okay, and they'll believe he's okay down the road. This happened to Royals pitcher Ryan Yarbrough last week. It's dangerous. It's scary. They tried out a few years ago these soft hats for pitchers. Were basically foam hats that gave some protection of the baseball. And what we know about baseball players is quite simple. They are not going to change unless you mandate it. They won't follow any kind of a hurry up and pitch thing until you put a pitch clock in and put rules around it, and then they do it. They wouldn't wear, there was a time where their helmets at the plate were just like ball caps that were plastic. There was no ear guards or side of the face or any of that stuff. Now some of them, like the full bar coming around, they'll do that because they have to wear the helmet anyway. You've seen them. Like Salvi wears one. There's a lot of guys that wear them. Protect their jaw from getting hit. I'd wear one. For sure I'd wear one if it didn't hinder my vision. What we know is athletes, baseball, notoriously slow to change. These pitchers are not going to wear a protective hat while pitching until they are made to wear the protective hat. And I think it is imperative for baseball beginning next year, to whatever, there's been several prototypes of things. They look a little bigger. They'd still be a Royals cap, but it just looks bigger. It's got some padding in it. And yes, it's going to be a little hotter on a hot summer day. All of those things are true. But you're going to wear this. If I were commissioner, you'd be wearing this beginning next year when you make your major league debut. Zach Greinke doesn't ever have to do it. Grandfathered in. When you make your major league debut, you got to wear the hat, the safety hat. I don't know why you wouldn't. Are we just going to wait until a pitcher's killed? I mean, seriously. We watched Damar Hamlin almost die over what? What happens when a line drive hits a guy in the heart? Now, I'm not saying he's got to wear a chest protector out there pitching, but anything can happen. We've seen it. We've seen fans die from foul balls. Those are moving at a lot lower rate of speed than the line drive that hits the pitcher in the head. Yarbrough was really lucky. He got hit just above the temple. That's a couple of skull fractures or pitchers down hit in the head in the last 2 weeks. The Royals were swept again this weekend. They lost in every possible way. There's no other way to say it. They lost by a walk-off, poor managing. It really was very poor managing Saturday night. At the end of the game, really poor. Twitter just Carlos Hernandez in the game. He had Barlow available to come in and try to get a strikeout. I can't. Because it's just another Royals loss, and there's a bunch of them. Oh, they gave up 7 runs in one inning yesterday. See, there's a lot of ways to lose a game if you're the Royals. And they're going to San Diego this week to find out how to lose. Because they're going to play the Padres 3 days in a row. Cool ballpark. And city. Immigration notwithstanding. Zach Greinke over the weekend became the 5th pitcher in Major League Baseball to strike out 1,000 different hitters. Okay, that's amazing. One of the things that we know about Greinke is he pitched in both leagues, so I think that helped quite a bit. 5th pitcher in Major League Baseball to strike out 1,000 different hitters. Listen to the first 4. Nolan Ryan, Randy Johnson, Roger Clemens, Greg Maddux. Wow. Greinke got Joey Weimer of the Brewers over the weekend. It was the final out of the inning, and the ball got tossed in the stands. Royals went and retrieved the ball and got it back for Zach Greinke. I do not have the information yet on what they gave that fan. A lot of times on the road like that, you will talk to the Brewers and get them a bunch of tickets and then maybe a picture with their favorite player or something like that, because the players help each other in these cases. But wow, I want to know what they told the fan. If anybody ever comes to me for a ball, I'm going to say I need an hour or two. Honestly. Because I don't know what they gave him, and I don't know what they told him. But I'll bet it was misleading. I'll bet they came and said, hey, we got a whole bunch of goodies for you. If we can have that ball, it's important to Zach Greinke. And you as a Brewers fan would go, okay, so what do I care about that? give Greinke the ball. He's not my guy. He was for a second or two, right? But no, he's not my guy. I don't know what this ball's about. They probably didn't tell him. That's a real thing now. If you're one of five in the history of the game and the other four are Nolan Ryan, Randy Johnson, Roger Clemens, and Greg Maddux, that ball's a thing. It's not the thing, but it's definitely a thing. And I think I'd want to know that it's a thing. In golf this week, it's the PGA Championship. A couple of named players won this weekend. Jason Day won on the PGA Tour. Pocketed $1.7 million in Dallas for winning the Byron Nelson. Dustin Johnson, 2020 Masters winner, is a much more accomplished player than Jason Day. He won on the LIV Tour after fending off Cameron Smith, the Open champion, Cam Smith, all he did was shoot 9-under on Sunday to tie DJ in a playoff, and then DJ won in a playoff, birdied the first hole in Tulsa. Oak Hill is this week, PGA Championship at Oak Hill in Rochester, New York. It's held the PGA Championship before, last two times every 10 years. 2003, Sean McKeel won. 2013, Jason Duffner won. Oak Hill doesn't generally yield a great PGA champion. What was my takeaway from golf this weekend? I called my buddy Colbert on Friday, chatted with him for a while. Obviously, he is completely dedicated to the PGA Tour and should be. Made his livelihood there. Was on the board of directors. I totally get it. I said, Colbert, they got about 15,000 on the course down there in Tulsa. How many did they have at Loch Lloyd when the seniors were here in the 90s? I think there was a Saturday where it was close to 30,000 people were at Loch Lloyd. There were massive crowds in Kansas City. This is a golf-starved town. It is underserved for golf. Tulsa was a fine venue. They got it down there and had 15,000 people at the LIV Golf Tournament out there on Saturday. That actually rates very well compared to a lot of PGA Tour events. We all think of the Phoenix Open, where on Saturday they have 150,000 or 170,000. That's an anomaly. Or majors, where there's 75,000 people perhaps in one day out on the golf course. But regular tour events, 15,000 is a pretty good day at most places. I'll ask this question, and then I'll give you my take on what the answer is. If Tulsa, which is smaller than Kansas City, if Tulsa drew 15,000 on Saturday, if Phil Mickelson and Dustin Johnson, and the leaderboard was ridiculous, Bubba Watson, the players that were in this tournament were, it's LIV Golf, it's all big name players. Their leaderboard was great. Their tournament was great. Right? They wound up with a sensational major champion. Brendan Grace was in the playoff too, right? It was a three-man playoff with major champions in it. And that were taking place in Kansas City, there'd have been at least 30,000 people on Saturday. It would have been more than that. This community would have been way behind this thing. LIV Tour is doing a lot of the right things. Some of the things they're doing aren't right. And some of the things they're doing is, why wouldn't you take a golf tournament to a golf-starved place? Tulsa's not golf-starved. They hold the U.S. Open, the PGA, and big events, and college tournaments. There's all kinds of unbelievable competitive golf in Oklahoma that is on television that you can sell tickets to and whatever. We really don't have that here. We've got it was Webb. Now it's the Korn Ferry Tour here. Okay. Korn Ferry Tour, fine. Nice enough. What if we had the LIV Tour? What kind of crowds would turn out in Kansas City? Hell, there might have been 50,000 people out there in this town because it is golf starved. Big Slick is June 2nd and 3rd. You know what this is. It's all the actor-comedians that put on the big charity thing for Children's Mercy Hospital. They play a softball game at Kauffman Stadium. They have a entertainment event. I don't really call it a concert. At T-Mobile Center, they have announced, now this is a thing. This is something. They have announced that Darius Rucker is going to be playing at Big Slick. That's a big deal right there now. Heidi Gardner from Saturday Night Live, right here in Kansas City, will be one of the co-hosts, first female co-host ever. They're going to be announcing more and more celebrities as it goes on. If you go to Big Slick's website, it lists all-time guests. It is an impressive list. They've been doing this since 2010. If you like celebrities or anything related to celebrities, go to Big Slick, their website, and read their little thing. That it's just a list of everyone that's ever been here. It's unbelievable. It's hundreds of celebrities. It's pretty cool. Darius Rucker is going to be playing it big, slick, very, 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 very solid. KKHI wants to thank our friends at Cross Kitchens, Cross Kitchens KC, proud sponsors of Armed Forces Day and our cornhole tournament this Saturday. We want to see you Saturday at the Wyandotte County Fairgrounds anytime between 10 and 4. It's a complete salute to the military. Wear your best Let's Go Brandon shirt, red, white, and blue, camo gear, whatever. Shake service members' hands, see all kinds of cool military equipment. They're going to have a presentation of color guard. Service dogs are going to be presented to folks. They're going to have an actual enlistment event take place where people are enlisted and sign up and they're in. And it's just going to be a really cool Armed Forces Day. Over 5,000 people came last year. 106.5 The Wolf is going to be there broadcasting live. I will be there with Cross Kitchens at the Cornhole Tournament. It's the Combat Cornhole Fan Zone. And feel free to come on out, smoke a cigar, bring your dog, drink a beer, whatever you're going to do. Have a nice day. Be a free American. Come celebrate America with us, KKHI. It's on Saturday, courtesy of our friends at Cross Kitchens KC, your remodeler. Kitchen remodeling, countertop replacements, bathrooms, man caves. Tim Cross is all on board with this. We're going to have a cornhole tournament, and you don't have to sign up. You can just begin playing when you get there. Now, we'll cut that off around 1 or 1:30 because we'll need to end it by the time the event ends at 4. But if you get there, registration will start at 11. You can just come up and sign in person. And I can't fully explain how this is going to work, but it's not going to be brackets. It's going to be an elimination. Like, if you lose your match and you want to keep playing, get back in the tournament, you basically go into a loser's pool over here. And then we start to whittle those away. We keep the winners over here, and they wait for people to come out of the losers and play again. It's just kind of how it's going to work. It'll be fun. Anyway, it's all for Friends in Service of Heroes. That's really what we're doing, is raising money for FISH. Friends in Service of Heroes. So we thank our friends at Cross Kitchens for helping out with that. Joslin's Jewelry. My man Gary Joslin's a huge fan of the military and all great things they do for America. I had a friend email me on Saturday that he was at Joslin's. I think he just put a new roof on from Buck Roofing, and I think he got some windows recently from Window World. And he said, now I'm at Joslin's, and I'm getting a Mother's Day gift for my wife. That was on Saturday. I'm like, my goodness, thank you. So many of you are just so great about considering our sponsors. They're all at thekklist.com. If you want to see a full list of conservative sponsors in the Kansas City area, go to thekklist.com. You'll see some great folks there that you've not heard on the podcast as well. thekklist.com. Joslin's Jewelry, of course, is featured there. And so is Great Life Golf, featuring memberships this year at Staley Farms, Prairie Highlands, Falcon Ridge, and Tallgrass in Wichita. If you would like to join these signature clubs, all you got to do is log on to greatlifegolf.com. That's greatlifegolf.com. There are four levels of golf courses, four Great Life brands: Signature, Premier, Classic, and Destination courses. One is going to be just right for you, and you can play more golf for one low fee. This includes properties now in Hilton Head, Florida, North Carolina, Georgia. You'll have access to 58 properties through a member-only booking portal all across the country. It's all based right here in Kansas City, and they're all around the country now. And if you join here, you have benefits when you travel. That's awesome. GreatLifeGolf.com. Here's our final. This is where I get out over my skis. I get in trouble. If Jessica listens to this podcast all the way to the end, I'm in trouble. I grew up a big fan of the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue, I'm not going to lie. Paulina Poroskova, Christy Brinkley. I could go on and on. I had a subscription to Sports Illustrated as a kid, as a teenager, and once a year when that one came, wowza. Woo. I think one of the headlines was, Wowie, it's Maui. Yeah, it is. Wowie, it's Maui. Well, they've changed it. You know, a lot of the woke stuff they're doing because. This one is not subliminal, but it's hidden. The cover model this year is 36-year-old mother of three, Megan Fox. And Megan Fox, I guess, is an actress or something. Still not my issue. She's clearly young and attractive. I don't like the tattoos down her side. And they're trying to make a statement here. She says, quote, "I have a rainbow aura that's really special," unquote. And apparently that's why they're putting her on. I'm not going to read any more, Because I'm going to guess she's some kind of wokester, and that's why she's on the cover. So I don't really care. This is my issue with Megan Fox on the cover. All these beautiful young women that for years have been put on there, and I know that they airbrushed the pictures, and they're, I guess there could be women with fake boobs, or I don't know. But the one thing, I'm going to be curious to see what my emails look like on this, because everybody is doing it, and I think it's just a disaster. And Megan Fox has done it, and she's on the cover of Sports Illustrated. She's got those damn puffy fake lips. What are these women doing? I'm not being sexist here. I love women. It's not my point. It's like I say the same thing. I'm going to be equal here. I don't understand what a lot of guys are trying to do when they're bald with their hair, trying to buy something or put something on there. I don't understand it. Some of them get away with it and it looks okay, whatever. But for the most part, it's like just, it's okay. It's okay to be bald. It's okay. Michael Jordan famously invented bald being cool, right? These women that take needles or whatever it is that they do and puff stuff into their lips and they look like ducks. Laura Ingraham on Fox has done this. I mean, this is like the most Christian woman on television, right? Somebody told her she's getting older. She's got to pump her lips full of stuff so she looks like Daffy Duck. What is that? What are you doing? And maybe there was a time where you put a little bit in to where it looks like it did when you were in your 20s or something. I get that. Not now. They want to look like pontoon boats.
Yes, my lips look like this. Laura Ingraham can't even talk because her lips are so tight.
They're stretched tight and then they're pumped full of stuff and she can't hardly talk. I dare you now to watch Laura Ingraham the same way. And she has a face. She can't stop smiling. When she has a guest on, watch this one. Seriously, watch this when she's on. When it's double boxes and the guest is on there and Laura Ingraham's on there and she's not talking, you can see her teeth because her lips are held so tight. And her mouth is like this and you just see her teeth. And I don't know if it's a smile or if they're just pulled that tight or I don't know what the hell's happened with her and her face lifts and her lips and stuff. Man, I tell people all the time, I'm getting spots on my face. I'm getting these sunspot things and I just had a couple things removed and they're like, oh yeah, you can get this. And I'm like, no, it's okay. It's not cancer. I'm getting older. It's okay if my hair grays and my skin wrinkles a little bit. It's part of the beauty of life. Grow old, it beats the alternative. The only alternative to looking old is dying young. I don't get it. And this Megan Fox on the cover of Sports Illustrated, my God, they have painted, she had lipstick on past the point where the lips end because it was so puffed up where you would like a guy would have a mustache on the top. Ugh, I can't be the only one. I don't know how you kiss those things. I'm looking at her. I'm like, what do you do exactly if you're kissing her? That doesn't look right. I don't know. I don't know what that is. I can't be the only one. I'm going to get emails from some of you. And some of you are going to say, oh, those are the sweetest lips I've ever seen. I know. I know why some guys think that. We're not going into that today. But they've done it. Megan Fox, 36-year-old mother of three, is your Sports Illustrated swimsuit cover model this year. Hey, the week has begun with KKHI. Thank you so much. Please hit the like, follow, or subscribe button if you could, or tell a friend about our patron program and have them jump right in. We'll be doing more patron podcasts this week, exclusively for patrons of KKHI. And the newsletter comes out each and every week as well. We're so happy that you're here. And thank you, as always, just for hitting that play button at Kevin Keatsman Has Issues.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.